The year-end theater marathon is underway, and theater critic Michael Bourne is just getting started.
Going into the play Illyria, an usher said the play is conversational and offered a hearing device. Richard Nelson often writes and directs plays with friends and family, usually eating while conversing, so naturalistically that sometimes I need hearing aids. Illyria is what was happening backstage back before there was a stage for Free Shakespeare in the Park. Joseph Papp, 50 years ago, wrangled with New York Parks Commissioner Robert Moses to present plays in Central Park for free. And in the play, he's frequently arguing, even with his closest collaborators, including the composer David Amram, the publicist Merle Dubusky, and Colleen Dewhurst. Starring in the play Papp wants to present, Twelfth Night. My one qualm is that the play is so inside theater, if you don't know who these characters are, if you don't know even Twelfth Night, you don't always know what they're talking about or arguing about in Illyria. It's now at Papp's Public Theater. Jesus Hop the A-Train needs no hearing aids. It's loud in the voices and in the emotions of the characters. Stephen Adley Gurgis writes dialogue that's relentlessly profane, more F-words than a David Mamet play, and yet is often very thoughtful and even profanely philosophical. Two prisoners are in cells side by side. One is on trial for shooting someone. We don't really know why, and neither does Cruz, played by Sean Carvajal, while the other talks incessantly about fate and religion, life and death. He's being extradited to be executed for killing 8 people. We don't really know why, and he shows no remorse. Eddie Gategi plays Jenkins with barrages of dialogue like Hickey in The Iceman Cometh. Jesus Hop the A-Train, directed by Mark Brokaw, is one of the most visceral plays I have ever attended, now playing at the Signature Theater. I've not seen the Tina Fey movie Mean Girls, soon to be a Broadway musical, but off-Broadway now, the play Schoolgirls by Jocelyn Bio is subtitled The African Mean Girls Play and presents a gaggle of teenagers at a girls' school in Ghana who, as schoolgirls everywhere are often portrayed, are obsessed with boys and pop stars and shoes and especially gossip about other girls. One of the girls is the vainglorious leader who's certain she'll be selected for the 1986 Miss Ghana beauty pageant. Only along comes a new girl. Is she prettier? And is she lighter skinned? Racist stereotyping is a twist for these African mean girls. And in the world pageant, they're up against very white blonde girls from Sweden. Rebecca Teichman directed. And even if the play is very familiar dramatically, the ensemble of schoolgirls is that much more fun and finally touching for being so lively together in the play Schoolgirls, new from MCC Theater at the Lucille Lortel Theater. I'm Michael Bourne.